Lecture topic: Learning from the poetry of Imam Shafi, part 2.
Let me share with you one, two incidents from his life, and then I will try and draw it to a close. He speaks a lot about good company. Now, often when we speak about peer pressure, in English they say peer pressure creates beer pressure, and beer pressure creates blood pressure. Peer pressure creates beer pressure. Right? How many social evils that get into us because we hang out with the wrong company? We generally think evil company or evil peers is something to do with the youth. Every one of us takes effect from our peers. The most junior amongst us, the most senior amongst us. We get affected by those with whom we associate. That's a harsh reality. So he speaks about the pain that today in the world, there are very few good friends. There are very few good friends. He says, إِذَا الْمَرْءُ لَا يَلْقَاكَ إِلَّا تَكَلُّفًا فَدَعْهُ وَلَا تُكْثِرْ عَلَيْهِ تَأَسُّفًا فَفِي النَّاسِ أَبْدَالٌ وَفِي التَّرْكِ رَاحَةٌ وَفِي الْقَلْبِ صَبْرٌ لِلْحَبِيبِ وَلَوْ جَفَى فَمَا كُلُّ مَنْ تَهْوَاهُ يَهْوَاكَ قَلْبُهُ وَكُلُّ مَنْ صَافَيْتَهُ لَكَ قَدْ صَفَى إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ صَفْوُ الْوِدَادِ طَبِيعًا فَلَا خَيْرَ فِي خِلٍّ يَخُونُ خَلِيلُهُ وَيَلْقَاهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ الْمَوَدَّةِ بِالْجَفَى وَيُنْكِرُ عَيْشًا قَدْ تَقَادَمَ عَهْدُهُ وَيُظْهِرُ سِرًّا كَانَ بِالْأَمْسِ قَدْ خَفَى سلام على الدنيا سلام على الدنيا إذا لم يكن فيها صديق صدوق صادق الوعد منصفا. الله أكبر الله أكبر. إذا المرء لم يلقاك إلا تكلفا. When a person develops a fake relation with you, he pretends. فدعه. Move on in life. وَلَا تُكْثِرْ عَلَيْهِ تَأَسُّفًا. And don't stagnate. فَفِي النَّاسِ أَبْدَالٍ. You can replace him. وَفِي التَّرْكِ رَاحَةٍ. And move on in that is your comfort of your soul. وَفِي الْقَلْبِ صَبْرٌ لِلْحَبِيبِ وَلَوْ جَفَى. Yes, there is that faithful. There is that honest friend of yours. He's been with you in thick and thin, in dark and difficult, in young and old. Sometimes he might default, persevere. وَفِي الْقَلْبِ صَبْرٌ لِلْحَبِيبِ وَلَوْ جَفَى. Then he says, this is the reality of the world. فَمَا كُلُّ مَنْ تَهْوَاهُ يَهْوَاكَ قَلْبُهُ. It doesn't mean if you love someone, he will also love you back. وَمِنَ الشَّقَاوَةِ, he says in another poem, وَمِنَ الشَّقَاوَةِ أَن تُحِبَّ وَمَنْ تُحِبُّ يُحِبُّ غَيْرَكَ أَوْ تُرِيدُ خَيْرًا لِلْإِنسَانِ وَهُوَ يُرِيدُ ضَيْرَكَ. It is really unfortunate you love some people, yet they hate you equally. You intend their good, and they desire your destruction. فَمَا كُلُّ مَنْ تَهْوَاهُ يَهْوَاكَ قَلْبُ. Sometimes you are fond, you love your child, you're doing so much, but he's not reciprocating it in the same way. You know, I quote this very often, father and son relation. The boy sends a note to his dad. Back in the days, telegram, now he's dropping an SMS. No man, no fun, your son. What's the message of the boy? No man, no fun, your son. The dad was smart. Too bad, too sad, your dad. No man, no fun, your son. You know, my dad always tells us, may Allah preserve him with afiyah. He's been my great inspiration in my life, amongst others. The first child generally grows up very unnatural because he brings you into fatherhood. You learning, he's learning. It's like this person was going through surgery and he was extremely nervous. So they took him into theater and he was extremely, he had this, what they call this white coat phobia. And he had this panic of surgery and the surgeons and operating. So the surgeon came to him and said, what's the problem? He said, you know, I'm extremely nervous. It's the first time I'm going into surgery. So the surgeon said, don't be nervous. It's the first time I'm also operating. Don't worry. It's your first operation. It's the first time I'm doing it. My word, that's not what I want to hear. So anyway, the first son swallowed a coin. One dirham, swallowed one coin. Father is panicked, rushed him to the ENT, try and remove the coin, have him admitted, stabilize him. As time goes on, the fifth son comes. Now it's like one of the norms, you know. The fifth son swallows a coin. So his sibling comes running to the dad. Dad, my brother swallowed a coin. Yeah, just tell him I'll deduct it from his allowance. I'll deduct it from his allowance. Now gone are the days that we panic with these things. Anyway, what does the Shafi'i say? فَمَا كُلُّ مَنْ تَهْوَاهُ يَهْوَاكَ قَلْبُهُ إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ صَفْوُ الْوِدَادِ طَبِيعًا. When a person's affection is not sincere, فَلَا خَيْرَ فِي خِلٍّ يَخُونُ خَلِيلُهُ. There's no good in making and mending a relation where a person is treacherous and he's false and he's a liar. وَيُنْكِرُ عَيْشًا قَدْ تَقَادَمَ عَهْدُهُ وَيُذْهِرُ سِرًّا كَانَ بِالْأَمْسِ قَدْ خَفَى. Yesterday he was your friend and he was concealing your secrets and he was your confidant. And today things went sour and he goes and he publicizes all your personal secrets. Then al-Shafi'i says, Salamun ala al-dunya. You know, I cry when I read this. Salamun ala al-dunya. Salamun ala al-dunya. إِذَا لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهَا صَدِيقٌ صَدُوقٌ صَادِقُ الْوَعْدِ مُنْسِفًا. If you cannot give me an honest, truthful, candid, accurate, sincere friend, I am better off living without friends in this world. I am better off living without friends in this world. In another poem he said, أُحِبُّ مِنَ الْإِخْوَانِ كُلِّ مَوَاتِي وَكُلِّ غَضِيذِ الطَّرْفِ عَنْ أَثَرَاتِي يُوَافِقُنِي فِي كُلِّ أَمْرٍ أُرِيدُهُ وَيَحْفَظُنِي حَيًّا وَبَعْدَ مَمَاتِي فَمَنْ لِي بِهَذَا لَيْتَ أَنِّي أَصَبْتُهُ لَقَاسَمْتُهُ مَا لِي مِنَ الْحَسَنَاتِ تَصَفَّحْتُ إِخْوَانِي فَكَانَ أَقَلَّهُمْ عَلَى كَثْرَةِ الْإِخْوَانِ أَهْلُ ثِقَاتِي. He said, I love those who support me and those who are modest with my wrong and they don't publicize it. And he said another amazing principle of life. He said, if you want to advise me, تَغَمَّدْنِي بِنُصْحِكَ فِي انْفِرَادِي تَغَمَّدْنِي بِنُصْحِكَ فِي انْفِرَادِي وَجَنِّبْنِي النَّصِيحَةَ فِي الْجَمَاعَةِ فَإِنَّ النُّصْحَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ نَوْعٌ مِّنَ التَّوْبِيخِ لَا أَرْضَى إِسْتِمَاعَ. Take me one side and envelope me with advice. But don't advise me with one word in public also, because I'm not convinced if you are there to advise me or to expose me. What did the Shafi'i say? What an integral principle. As a teacher, as a tutor, as a guardian, تغمدني الغماد, you put your sword into it. تغمدني بنصحك في انفرادي, envelope me in advice in one corner. وجنبني النصيحة في الجماعة, but don't advise me in public. فإن النصح بين الناس نوع من التوبيخ. But if you're advising me amongst people, you're admonishing me, you're rebuking me. لا أرضى استماعة. If I can find a friend who will support me, encourage me, conceal me, I am ready not to share my assets with him. I am ready not to share my wealth with him. I am ready to share my good deeds with him. لَيْتَ أَنِّي أَصَبْتُهُ لَقَاسَمْتُهُ مَالِي. And I must interject here and say to you also, my brother, when we follow the great teachings of these imams, whether it is Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah, Imam Malik rahimahullah, these great imams, we need to study their lives to know how rich and great their legacy is. These were not ordinary people. And the things that they told us was not a thumbsuck. This was not shooting in the dark. This was not off the collar. This was not from their thoughts. They were great people. They were people selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the guidance and the guidance of mankind. Because today many people want to say different things about them. May Allah preserve all the a'imma rahimahullah. So he says, وَجَنِّبْنِي النَّصِيحَةَ فِي الْجَمَاعَةِ فإن النصح بين الناس نوع من التوبيخ. In another poem regarding friendship, he says, كن في الزمان بسيره وعن الورى فكن راهبا في ديره واغسل يديك عن الزمان وأهله واحذر مودتهم تنل من خيره إن اطلعت فلم أجد لي صاحبا أصحبه في الدهر ولا في غيره فتركت أسفلهم لكثرة شره وتركت أعلاهم لقلة خيره. What amazing words. He said, tread very cautiously in this world and don't get too close to anyone and don't invest hopes in the people. And then he said, إن اطلعت, I started searching, not online, but I started searching for a friend. فَلَمْ أَجِدْ لِي صَاحِبًا, I couldn't find a friend. أَصْحَبُهُ فِي الدَّهْرِ وَلَا فِي غَيْرِهِ, someone who I could say a close friend, short term or long term. Now look at this here. فَتَرَكْتُ أَسْفَلَهُمْ لِكَثْرَةِ شَرِّهِ وَتَرَكْتُ أَعْلَاهُمْ لِقِلَّةِ خَيْرِهِ. I avoided a particular segment of society because of the excessive evil. When you go to that brother, it's only womanizing, it's only embezzling of funds, it's only haram, it's forbidden, it's illicit, it's illegitimate, it's unlawful. So I said, no, let me avoid these people. So they said, go across the road and meet the good people. When I went to meet the so-called good people, I realized the only good in them was they didn't have the bad of the evil people. So I didn't get any good out of him. He said, no, he's a good man. So when I went there, okay, he doesn't make zina, okay, he doesn't steal. But does he pray? Does he give charity? Is he kind to his parents? Is he respectful to his seniors? No, he's not. So then I said, why must I friend him or them? فَتَرَكْتُ أَسْفَلَهُمْ لِكَثْرَةِ شَرِّهِ. I left the wicked because of the evil, and I left the so-called good because of the lack of good in them. وَتَرَكْتُ أَعْلَاهُمْ لِقِلَّةِ خَيْرِهِ. And in another poem he said, I thought I had very good friends. فَإِنْ غِبْتُ فَشَرُّ النَّاسِ يَشْتِمُنِي وَإِنْ مَرِضْتُ فَخَيْرُ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَعُدِي فَإِنْ غِبْتُ فَشَرُّ النَّاسِ يَشْتِمُنِي. I have friends, but when I walk out of the gathering, the evil amongst them backbite me. And when I become sick, the best of them don't visit me. إِنْ رَأَوْنِي بِخَيْرٍ سَاءَهُمْ فَرْحِي إِنْ رَأَوْنِي بِخَيْرٍ سَاءَهُمْ فَرْحِي. When they see me happy, it hurts them to see me happy. وَإِنْ رَأَوْنِي بِشَرٍ سَرَّهُمْ نَكِدِي. And when they see me in pain and agony, they get a thrill out of it. I was once traveling in India and I seen a very beautiful sign. You know, you have these bumper stickers. I will quote it in Urdu and then I will translate it. It hit me hard. It kind of elaborates on this particular poem of Imam Shafi'i. He said, إِنْ رَأَوْنِي بِخَيْرٍ, when they see me happy, it hurts them. They say, آج لوگ اپنے دکھ سے دکھی نہیں ہیں, دوسروں کے سکھ سے دکھی ہیں. واہ واہ. آج لوگ اپنے دکھ سے دکھی نہیں ہیں, دوسروں کے سکھ سے دکھی ہیں. Again, like if you understood it in Arabic, you have to understand it in Arabic. You know, there are certain poems that have to be said it in their own language. There's this poem I learned when I was a young boy in English. Guard your lips when a child is near, for children repeat the things they hear. Let no ugly tone be heard, no careless talk, no angry word. For it is a gracious sin to mar the innocent. Language, vulgar or unkind, leaves its mark upon the mind. So let your speech be wise and mild in the presence of a child. Coming back to that poem that I translated, today people are not miserable because of their own difficulties. They are miserable because of the prosperity of others. Brother, why are you so depressed? No, because he's got a new car. No, but why are you depressed? He's got a new car. No, why are you depressed? Because his son got married to a very beautiful woman. Okay, but why are you, your daughter not married? No, she's married. But why are you depressed? Subhanallah. Today people are not depressed because of their own misery and agony. They depressed because of the prosperity of others. إن رأوني بخير ساءهم فرحي وإن رأوني بشر سرهم نكدي. رحمه الله, رحم الله الشافعي. You know what rich meanings, what rich meanings الشافعي said. I'm going to share with you one last poem in his life. It's a bit long, but I'll try and condense it. When he was in the throes of death, الشافعي رحمه الله, and I hope I can adequately impress upon you to study this language, and I haven't even gone into the richness of the Quranic Arabic. That is something else altogether, my brother. When you understand Arabic, I was reading a hadith where the Prophet ﷺ was sitting, and with him was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and with him was Umar radiallahu anhu. And then Abbas radiallahu anhu came. Abbas radiallahu anhu came. So Abu Bakr understood. Now this needs to be appreciated in the Arabic language. Abbas radiallahu anhu came, and Abu Bakr moved back to allow Abbas. He ushered Abbas forward. So the Prophet ﷺ said a statement. Now look at this Arabic. He said, إِنَّمَا يَعْرِفُ الْفَضْلَ لِأَهْلِ الْفَضْلِ أَهْلُ الْفَضْلِ. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi bakayt, ya ikhwan, bakayt. When I read this, it was late night, I started crying. I said, Subhanallah, what a Nabi. If you know Arabic, the amount of grammar, the amount of fasaha in the sentence is just mind-boggling. إِنَّمَا يَعْرِفُ الْفَضْلَ لِأَهْلِ الْفَضْلِ أَهْلُ الْفَضْلِ. It is people of excellency that can recognize the merit of the fortunate. In other words, the Prophet ﷺ paid tribute to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So this is an amazing poem in the life of al-Shafi'i rahimahullah. And may Allah give me, you know, I have absolutely nothing. I speak of the particular poem where Imam Shafi'i admonishes. He admonishes the person who gives a talk, delivers a lecture, but he doesn't change himself. He says, تَبْغِ النَّجَاةَ لَمْ تَسْلُكْ طَرِيقَتَهَا إِنَّ السَّفِينَةَ لَا تَجْرِي عَلَى الْيَبَسِي. تَبْغِ النَّجَاةَ لَمْ تَسْلُكْ طَرِيقَتَهَا. Oh brother, you are seeking salvation, yet you are not treading the path of salvation. I'm afraid that boat cannot sail on land. That boat cannot sail on land. And the one Arabic poet said, وَغَيْرُ تَقِيٍّ يَأْمُرُ النَّاسَ بِالتُّقَى طَبِيبٌ يُدَاوِي وَالطَّبِيبُ عَلِيلُ. وَغَيْرُ تَقِيٍّ يَأْمُرُ النَّاسَ بِالتُّقَى طَبِيبٌ يُدَاوِي وَالطَّبِيبُ عَلِيلُ. He said, a person who lacks piety, and really that's me, is advocating piety. It's like a doctor who's treating the sick, but the doctor himself is sick. طَبِيبٌ يُدَاوِي وَالطَّبِيبُ عَلِيلُ. So when al-Shafi'i rahimahullah was in his fatal illness, al-Muzani rahimahullah came to visit him. The last moments in the life of this man, he said to him, كَيْفَ أَصْبَحْتَ يَا شَافِعِي. Oh Shafi'i, how do you feel now that you are about to pass away? Again, أَصْبَحْتُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا رَاحِلًا وَلِإِخْوَانِي مُفَارِقًا وَلِكَأْسِ الْمَنِيَّةِ شَارِبًا وَعَلَى اللَّهِ وَارِدًا لَا أَدْرِي رُوحِي تَصِيرُ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ فَأُهَنِّئُهَا أَوْ إِلَى النَّارِ فَأُعَزِّيهَا. He said, أَصْبَحْتُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا رَاحِلًا. I am on the way to leave this world. I'm about to part, right? Inevitable. الْمَوْتُ كَأْسٌ وَكُلُّ النَّاسِ شَارِبُهُ وَالْقَبْرُ بَابٌ وَكُلُّ النَّاسِ دَاخِلُهُ. Death is a vessel from which every human drinks, and the grave is the door from which every person has to enter. وَمَنْ كُتِبَتْ مَنِيَّتُهُ بِأَرْضٍ فَلَيْسَ يَمُوتُ فِي أَرْضٍ سِوَاهَا. In Urdu they say, the death of a person can happen. You know, it's so amazing. Aadmi kabhi kankri se, aadmi kabhi goli se bachta hai, aur kankri se marta hai. Aadmi kabhi goli se bachta hai, aur kankri se marta hai. Sometimes you survive a bullet wound and you die with a simple cough. Sometimes you come out of a triple bypass because your time was not up, and one little stone comes your way, one little flu, and there you gone. Time is up. Right? That's the reality. وَمَنْ كُتِبَتْ مَنِيَّتُهُ بِأَرْضٍ فَلَيْسَ يَمُوتُ فِي أَرْضٍ سِوَاهَا. If your death has been decreed at a time, you will not die elsewhere. That is the reality of matters. There's an incident mentioned in Madarik al-Tanzil in the 21st Juz, in Surah al-Rum, in the concluding verses of Surah al-Rum. فَلَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ فَلَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. No soul knows where he will die. There's an incident mentioned, and there's a kitab that I have read, Al-Anbiya wa Malakul Maut, the angel of death and the interaction with the galaxy of prophets. So the different prophets had met with the angel of death, and they had dialogues. And there are great, great discussions. There is a hadith in Muslim Sharif, where when the angel of death came to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam engaged with him, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam rebuked him and said, go from here. And so the angel of death went back to Allah, and he said, أَرْسَلْتَنِي إِلَىٰ عَبْدٍ لَا يُرِيدُ الْمَوْتِ. That's the hadith of Muslim Sharif. Oh my Lord, you've sent me to a man who doesn't want to die. And Allah said, that is my prophet Musa, go to him, identify yourself to him, and tell him you are a messenger and you have come to remove his soul. And tell him he has a choice. If he puts his hand on the back of a bull, then every strand of hair that he touches, he will be given 1 year of extension of life. So the angel of death came to him and said, I am the angel of death, and Allah has given you the choice. فَلَهُ بِمَا غَتَّتْ يَدُهُ بِكُلِّ شَعْرَةٍ سَنَةٍ. Every strand of hair that you touch. So Imam Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said, and thereafter what will happen? If it was me, I would look for the most hairy bull, the one that has the most amount of hair on it, and grasp with two hands in a full embrace so that I could prolong my life. He said, after that, what will happen? He said, ثُمَّ الْمَوْتِ, then inevitably is death. Sayyidina Musa said, if it is inevitable, then rather let it happen now. So there's an incident mentioned in this kitab, and I gave you, Allama Nasafi has mentioned it here under this ayah. I was telling you that death is inevitable when it has to happen. So the angel of death comes, and there was a person standing next to Sulaiman alayhi salam. And the angel of death looks at him. This person doesn't know this is the angel of death. And he looks at him in a very wary way, in a very different way, in a very uncomfortable way. After that, the angel of death disappeared. This person asked Sulaiman alayhi salam, who was that? He said, that's the angel of death. He said, he gave me a very frightening look, and I really got nervous about it. So please order the wind to take me to some very remote location. Now we know the wind would blow for Sulaiman alayhi salam. وَلِسُلَيْمَانَ الرِّيحَ غُدُوُّهَا شَهْرٌ وَرَوَاحُهَا شَهْرٌ وَأَسَلْنَا لَهُ عَيْنَ الْقِطْرِ. One of my scholars used to say, Sulaiman Airways, flysulaiman.com. Before you had your airline, and before aviation had reached there up 35,000, Sulaiman Airways was flying. And the Quran said, the journey of 2 months in one day. وَلِسُلَيْمَانَ الرِّيحَ غُدُوُّهَا شَهْرٌ وَرَوَاحُهَا شَهْرٌ وَأَسَلْنَا لَهُ. And the Quran said in another place, تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ رُخَاءً. The wind of Sulaiman was gentle, was passive, yet swift. So it wasn't aggressive. It wouldn't cause harm to nature. It was eco-friendly. There was no emissions of gas. تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ رُخَاءً حَيْثُ أَصَابٍ. So Sulaiman alayhi salam instructs the wind to take him to a very remote place. Subsequently, thereafter, the angel of death comes back to Sulaiman alayhi salam. And he asked Sulaiman alayhi salam, where's the brother that was here? He said, to be honest, he felt so threatened and intimidated by your look, he asked me to relocate him with the wind, which I did because of the miracle that Allah has given to me. So the angel of death sighed with relief. He said, I was wondering, because in an hour's time, I was given the command to remove his soul at a very distant place. I was wondering, what was he doing here? I said, what is this man doing here? Allah has told me to remove his soul at a very, very distant location. And I'm like, this man is sitting here, and in an hour's time, he needs to be dying on that other island. وَمَنْ كُتِبَتْ منيته بأرض فليس يموت في أرض سواها. Whoever's death has been decreed at a location will not die elsewhere. That is reality. We need to know that. That is our aqeedah, that is our belief. We ask Allah to give us a death on iman. We ask Allah to give us a death in a manner that we are obeying the commandments of Allah and pleasing the living the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So just to run you through this, Al-Shafi'i says, "Asbahtu min ad-dunya rahila." I'm leaving this world. "Wa li ikhwani mufariqa," and I'm separating from my colleagues. "Wa li ka'si al-maniyyati shariba," and I will have to drink from the vessel of death. "Wa 'ala Allahi warida," and I have to appear before Allah. "La adri ruhi tasiru ila al-jannah." I don't know if my soul is destined for paradise that I can start congratulating it now, or it will be hurled into hell that I can start consoling it from now. And then he sang these very amazing couplets. إِلَيْكَ إِلَهَ الْخَلْقِ أَرْفَعُ رَغْبَتِي وَإِنْ كُنْتُ يَا ذَا الْمَنِّ وَالْجُودِ مُجْرِمًا وَلَمَّا قَصَى قَلْبِي وَذَاقَتْ مَذَاهِبِي جعلت الرجا مني لعفوك سلما تعاظمني ذنبي فلما قرنته بعفوك ربي كان عفوك أعظما خف الله وارجه لكل عظيمة ولا تطع النفس اللجوج فتندما وكن بين هاتين من الخوف والرجا وأبشر بعفو الله إن كنت مسلما فما زلت ذا عفو عن الذنب لم تزل تجود وتعفو منة وتكرما فلولاك لم يصمد لإبليس عابد فكيف وقد أغوى صفيك آدما فيا ليت شعري هل أصير لجنة أهنا وإما للسعير فأندما فلله در العارف الندب إنه تفيض لفرط الوجد أجفانه دما يقيم إذا ما الليل مد ظلامه على نفسه من شدة الخوف مأتما فصيحا إذا ما كان في ذكر ربه وفيما سواه في الورى كان أعجما ويذكر أياما مضت من شبابه وما كان فيها بالجهالة أجرما فصار قرين الهم طول نهاره أخذ سهد والنجوى إذا الليل أظلما يقول حبيبي أنت سؤلي وبغيتي كفى بك للراجين سؤلا ومغنما ألست الذي غذيتني وهديتني ولا زلت منانا علي ومنعما عسى من له الإحسان يغفر زلتي ويستر أوزاري وما تقدما تعاظمني ذنبي فأقبلت خاشعا ولولا الرضا ما كنت يا رب منعما فإن تنتقم مني فجرمي عظيم من قديم وحادث وعفوك يأتي العبد أعلى وأجسما حوالي فضل الله من كل جانب ونور من الرحمن يفترش السما وفي القلب إشراق المحب بوصله إذا قارب البشرى وجاز إلى الحما حوالي إناس من الله وحده يطالعني في ظلمة القبر أنجما أصون ودادي أن يدنسه الهوى وأحفظ عهد الحب أن يتثلما ففي يقظتي شوق وفي غفوتي منى تلاحق خطوى نشوة وترنما ومن يعتصم بالله يسلم من الورى ومن يرجوه هيهات أن يتندما. It will take me the whole night. It will literally take me the whole night. I'll just select few stanzas. It's so rich in its meaning. When I read it, it was irresistible for me. I couldn't put it down. You know, I have this issue with my wife. Whenever we travel, I get stuck in a bookshop and she gets stuck in a cloak shop. And she's like, "You've got enough books." And I'm like, "You have enough cloaks." And subhanAllah, when I read this, I said, no, this is something else. Imagine you dying and these are your words. It's a kind of a munajat. It's a munajat. He's speaking to Allah. He's asking Allah for forgiveness. إِلَيْكَ إِلَهَ الْخَلْقِ أَرْفَعُ رَغْبَتِي. O the creator of the entire world, to you I present my call as I die. وَإِن كُنْتُ يَا ذَا الْمَنِّ وَالْجُودِ مُجْرِمًا. I know I'm a sinner. تَعَاظَمَنِي ذَنْبِي. Allah, with one eye I look at my sins, and with my other eye I look at your mercy. So I'm about to die, I look this way, I know I'm in problems. I look that way, I know there's hope. تَعَاظَمَنِي ذَنْبِي فَلَمَّا قَرَنْتُهُ بِعَفْوِكَ رَبِّي كَانَ عَفْوُكَ أَعْظَمًا. Then he gives advice, خِفِ اللَّهِ, fear Allah, وَرْجُهُ لِكُلِّ عَظِيمَةٍ, and invest your hopes in Allah. وَلَا تُطِعِ النَّفْسَ اللَّجُوجَ فَتَنْدَمَا, and don't succumb to the provocation of your ego, your regrets will be irreversible. Don't succumb to the provocation of your ego. Nafso shaitan, dono ne milkar kiya hai mujhko tabah. Nafso shaitan, dono ne milkar kiya hai mujhko tabah. Ae mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hu main teri pana. The devil and the ego have connived in my destruction. Oh my Lord, shelter me. Where else do I get amnesty? Shelter me. It's either the devil or it's either my ego. وَلَا تُطِعِ النَّفْسَ اللَّجُوجَ فَتَنْدَمَا وَكُمْ بَيْنَ هَاتَيْنِ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالرَّجَى, and strike the balance between hope and fear. وَأَبْشِرْ بِعَفْوِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتَ مُسْلِمًا, and if you die as a believer, glad tidings. فَلَوْلَاكَ لَمْ يَسْمُدْ لِإِبْلِيسَ عَابِدٍ. O my Lord, if you don't assist, then who can be rescued? كَيْفَ وَقَدْ أَغْوَى صَفِيَّكَ آدَمًا. How can we be saved from the attack of the devil when after all the devil even influence your beloved servant Adam alayhi salatu wasalam? كَيْفَ وَقَدْ أَغْوَى صَفِيَّكَ آدَمًا. Then he goes on to say, fortunate, I'm just selecting one, two poems. Fortunate is the one who gets up in the dead of night and he prays to Allah, and he says an amazing thing. فَصِيحًا إِذَا مَا كَانَ فِي ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ وَفِي مَا سِوَاهُ فِي الْوَرَى كَانَ أَعْجَمًا. And maybe let me end on this note. He says that when he converses with his Lord, he's very articulate. Yet when he speaks to the creation, he is very restricted in his speech. So he doesn't have a flowing tongue when he speaks to fellow humans. But when he speaks to his creator, then he actually chats with his Allah. He actually communicates with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today, you ask any person, he can get in a chat room. And he can speak to a girl of his fantasy. And he can speak hours and it doesn't feel like time has moved. But ask him to speak and to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's like he just doesn't know what to pray. And if you look at Hajj, the whole spirit of Hajj is to pray. You got to go there and pray. And if you're not one that can speak to your creator, there's one brother, I used to see him. I'm like, brother, is that how long your prayer is? He said, one day I sat down and I asked Allah everything. Now I just like refer to prayer number one. I'm like, hey brother, hang on man. That's not prayer. That's not supplication. It doesn't work like that. فَصِيحًا إِذَا مَا كَانَ فِي ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ إِنَّ نَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَطْأً وَأَقْوَمُ قِيلًا وَأَقْوَمُ قِيلًا. Verily the standing up by night and performing the nocturnal prayer, أَشَدُّ وَطْأً وَفِي قِرَاءَ أَشَدُّ وِطَاءً, is more effective in crushing the ego. وَأَقْوَمُ قِيلًا, and keeps your utterances more focused. فَصِيحًا إِذَا مَا كَانَ فِي ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِ. Remember when Sayyidina Zakaria made dua to Allah? He didn't just say, Allah, give me a child. He had a chat with Allah. He had a dialogue with Allah. How did he speak to Allah? He said, إِنِّي وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ مِنِّي وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا وَلَمْ أَكُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّ شَقِيًّا وَإِنِّي خِفْتُ الْمَوَالِيَ مِنْ وَرَائِي وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا فَهَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ وَلِيًّا. He had a chat. He said, Allah, وَهَنَ الْعَظْمُ, my bones are frail. وَاشْتَعَلَ الرَّأْسُ شَيْبًا. My hair is white, but you've never deprived me. وَكَانَتِ امْرَأَتِي عَاقِرًا. And my wife is barren, she can't bear children. But Allah, notwithstanding all this, I want that child and give it to me. Subhanallah. That is communicating with Allah. The Arabic poet said, O my Lord, إِن كَانَ لَا يَرْجُوكَ إِلَّا مُحْسِنٌ فَبِمَنْ يَلُوذُ وَيَسْتَجِيرُ الْمُجْرِمُ مَا لِي إِلَيْكَ وَسِيلَةٌ إِلَّا الرِّضَى وَجَمِيلُ عَفْوِكَ ثُمَّ أَنِّي مُسْلِمُ. Allah, if your door only is open up for the pious, then where must the wicked go? Where must the sinful go? I have come to the same door where the sinners go and the pious go. On these few words I conclude, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to instill and infuse and imbibe within us the love of the Quran and the Sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us those that are the beacons of light, the flag bearers of this kalima, those who take the Sunnah of Quran and Hadith, those who take these great meanings of the pious a'imma radiyallahu anhum, and we go and offer it to the world. There is one particular statement that I often conclude my talks with, and I will conclude it again with, that go out, my brother, as they say in the English language, aspire to inspire before you expire. Aspire to inspire. Aspire, desire. Aspire to inspire before you expire. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.